Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Nathan East, hanging with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio, The Zone. Welcome to the zone of LOTO Radio, my goodness. And before we begin today's broadcast, I want to send out a very special thank you to the incredible, Lord have mercy, Mr. Rick Braun. Thank you so much for joining us last week, Rick. And be sure, family, to purchase his new album, Around the Horn, available on iTunes, Google Play, and also on Spotify. But those who like to live a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon. And speaking of adventurous, captivating, super talented, one person that the Teddy Bear can only be describing, the incredible Bria Marie with her new hit single, Okay, featuring Music Soul Child. So on behalf of The Zone and the Teddy Bear, it is my privilege, a pleasure to welcome the princess, aka Bria Marie, to the show. Yes, here on OTO Radio. Princess, how are you doing this afternoon?
I am great. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. Thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule and joining us this afternoon. And congratulations on a wonderful new single.
Oh, praise God. Thank you. And thank you for having me on the show all the way in Houston, I believe. I appreciate
yes,
that.
Houston, Texas, absolutely.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Now, I have a little bone to pick with you. Now, you spoiled us and you tantalized us with a slice of cheesecake. When can we expect a full album or either an EP?
Yeah, so my new album, Okay, is one of the singles from my upcoming album called 432, and it is going to drop next Friday, April 7th. It's crazy. It's almost here. So April 7th, but you can pre-order it right now on iTunes, and then also the physical. We have physical to pre-order on my website, BriaMarie.com.
See, family, we learned something new already. Ask and ye shall receive.
Yay! <right. laughs> Cross the scripture. You
know, yes, Lord. You know, one of the things that I find so impressive about you is that you are so well grounded. You've been able to maintain a balance in this industry. And I want you to speak to the listeners out there. How have you been able to do that? Because, you know, this industry can pull you in so many different directions and you can sometimes actually lose who you are. So how have you been able to maintain that?
Yeah, it's interesting that you say that. I this is something that I like to talk about. I have not always been grounded, and this industry has it. When I first started, it was difficult for me to figure out who I was and stay grounded in who I was and what I was comfortable with. When I first started recording, being excited to be in the studio, I was working with a group of guys, and they asked me to sing songs that I might not have been comfortable with letting my grandma here or something like that,
right,
saying curse words. And I remember one time I actually did play one of the songs for my family, and my cousin ran upstairs crying because she was so upset hearing Bria curse, and it made her very uncomfortable. There had been photo shoots where I came in the photo shoot with baggy pants on, and I had on the leotard underneath, and they had me take the pants off and put on leg warmers, so I had my thigh out, and I was so uncomfortable and crying, and the person who was in charge told me, oh, the industry is going to put you in sexier stuff than that. So a lot of the things, people will push you the way that they think the industry is going to make you go. But it wasn't until I started going back to church and I joined Ethical Music Entertainment that I began to be more bold in who I am and more comfortable in what I'm comfortable with and saying no to those things, you know, and not ignoring those red flags. So what's kept me grounded is having people around me at Ethical Music Entertainment that support me and in the things that I like and I'm comfortable with, and knowing that I got Jesus on my side.
Absolutely. You know, I'm glad to hear you say that, because there are so many up-and-coming artists who want so much from the industry, but at the same time, it gets to a point that they want you pretty much to sell your soul to get what you want. And for you, you decided to take another path built on integrity and character. And I believe that path will lead you to success. But I want to ask you, what does success mean to Bria Marie?
What does success mean to Bria Marie? Well, I feel success when somebody says that a song of mine or even a performance or something has touched them and they feel like they have an outlet, that they can relate to something and that it spoke to them in a certain way. That when the music has helped one person, when anything creative has helped one person, it makes me feel like I've reached some little tiny little notch of success. So that multiplying, that's even more success.
Absolutely. One of the things I want to touch upon, and I know something is very near and dear to your heart, is the anti-bullying program.
Yeah.
And for you, I know we're both 21, me a little bit older than 21. But at one time or another, we've always experienced, everyone's experienced some type of bullying or peer pressure. And I think now we're in a society now that is escalated to a completely different level where people are truly afraid just to be who they are and being comfortable in their own skin. What have you taken from this as far as when you have these gatherings and you explain to the younger generation that are coming up, to actually help them, to make them feel comfortable and say, you know, it's okay to be, it's cool to be who you are and be comfortable in your own skin?
Well, one of the things that we go to different schools. I have an anti-bullying initiative called Love Over October. And the idea is that National Bullying Prevention Month is October, and we want to spread love instead of hate throughout the year over October. And so going to these events that we have for Love Over October at different schools and things, I'll tell my own story of being bullied, and, you know, we'll have someone else tell their story of standing up for people who are bullied. And sometimes we have somebody who actually does a theatrical presentation from the perspective of the bully. And there have been kids that have came back afterwards and it literally in tears, saying that they felt like, now I can be comfortable because I see where you are. I see a different perspective now. I can be comfortable in myself and not have to hang out with these people that make me feel uncomfortable. So seeing that, that's extremely encouraging to know that it actually is working. You know, our efforts are working to help people see a different perspective and look at it differently.
Absolutely, absolutely. Something that you said that really touched me when you said, you know what, I started going back to church and I wanted to develop a closer relationship to God. Having that kind of relationship to God, how has it manifested your career actually as far as being not only a better person, but being a stronger person and being in touch with yourself and having people around you that really truly care about you as a person, not just as a quote unquote meal ticket?
You know, you have, I'm not sure if, you know, all the listeners are in church and things, but they always say that you have the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit gives you some sort of discernment. So with that discernment, I feel like I have some sort of I do have a guiding light in God, and I can tell what is okay, what's not okay, you know, things like that. And to know to know that makes me 10 times more comfortable. I have scriptures. I have a guidebook that I can literally look at and say, okay, this is what I should do. This is what I should not do. I literally have a guidebook.
Okay.
So when you look at it that way, it makes you feel much more confident in that. When you see just the stories. I mean, a lot of people talk about the Bible as like a soap opera. You see the stories in the Bible, and you see somebody else's experience in the Bible, and know which way you should go.
Right. And well, Moses had the 10th commandment, so we all need a guide. We all need some type of guide.
We all
need a guide. Anything that's going to help us and deter us, I like to say, from the noise. One thing that I've learned over the years is that the devil speaks so loud and he causes so much noise and uproar. In order to really hear God, you have to listen. He's always there, but you have to really, truly listen. And once you listen, he will always lead you in the right direction.
Like you just said, seek and you shall find, like you said.
Absolutely. Now your music. Okay, fantastic collaboration with Music Soul Child. How did that come to be? Oh, my pleasure.
It's such an exciting collaboration, but not only because it's a song with myself and Music Soul Child, but because this is the reunion of Carvin and Ivan, which is the Grammy-winning multi-platinum production duo and Music Soul Child. Carvin and Ivan are the producers that started Music Soul Child's career, essentially. You know, they did Just Friends, Have Crazy, Don't Change, all of those different songs, and they haven't worked together in almost 9 years. So when I started working with them in 2011, I'd be at the studio looking at all the plaques on the wall, and I'm like, oh my gosh, they need to work together again. I want to see this happen. Even if I'm not a part of the song, I want to see this happen. And I happened to have a show in Atlanta last year, and Music was also on that bill. Him and Carvin connected because Carvin went down to the show with me. Him and Carvin reconnected, and then the song blossomed from there, and I happened to be able to slide on that ticket as well. So it's a true blessing to have this song. Just as a fan, I'm super excited to hear, you know, their production. It sounds different to me than other music. They just all have a synergy and a chemistry with the three of them, so I'm just glad to be a part of it.
Absolutely. Well, it definitely resonates in your music. And I must ask, how many songs can we expect from the new album?
Yes, it's 12 songs and 3 interludes. I'm really, really, really excited about this. You get like a personal look at me. We're going a little bit deeper on this album. My family makes appearances on the album. Talk about some tough subjects. It's very exciting. The album is called 432, and that comes from the idea of 432 hertz, which is a frequency that is said to be healing and promoting peace and balance. And so the idea is that all of these songs will do just that. They do just that for me, promoting healing and balance in relationships with yourself, relationships with family, all of it. So I'm really excited about it.
You know, we live in such a social media age, and I guess I can say that, you know, I'm still trying to get somewhat acclimated to it. The listeners and so many people around the world want so much of an artist that they fall in love with because they find that artist relatable. How does it make you feel when you see such positive as far as positive feedback from so many people saying to you that your music or just your attitude, the way that you conduct yourself, it has done something to them to make them or to help them to be a better person?
It's overwhelming. Sometimes I just listen to my songs and, you know, not because I like the sound of my voice, but because the song makes me feel better. I've kept myself listening to a lot of the songs in this album, and they can literally take me from one mood, if I'm feeling down, and bring me back up. So I know what that feels like. I know what that feels like when I listen to other artists' music. So for somebody to say that something that I was involved in did that for them, it's very full circle, very overwhelming, very exciting, just a blessing for me.
Well, we are definitely blessed to have you on the show. And so without further ado, let's get into it. The new hit single, the prelude to the new album, of course,
yes.
Okay, featuring the incredible Bria Marie and, of course, Music Soul Child with Okay, here in the zone of LOTL Radio.
Thought from the start we were ever part. Girl, you got my heart, nothing could separate us. But you rocky down, knocked me out like the title bout. Villa in Manila, girl, your love was the greatest. Without a purpose, you threw out the iron curtain. Now I'm hurting cause I'm out in the cold. What's the matter still, but I still feel the ill chill of you letting me go. Cause
wasn't my decision.
Nah.
We ain't adding up and what's bad enough. You're subtracting love after all this time, it's causing a division.
Yep.
Without a purpose, you've been hiding on the surface. Now I'm searching for a trace of your trust.
Trace of your trust.
Praying for patience. I'm so tired of waiting, but I still don't wanna give up. Cause I
featuring Music Soul Child, Okay, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. And remember, family, the new single is available via iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and if you're feeling a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. Remember, you can pre-order the new album. Yeah, getting ready to come out in April. That's just, look, a little bit over a few days away, next week, actually, about a week and a half out. You can also pre-order that. Be sure to stop by Bria Marie's official website at www.briamarie.com. Also on Twitter at Miss Bria Marie. Facebook, official Bria Marie. And last but certainly not least, on Instagram. That's at Instagram.com/Miss Bria Marie. Lord have mercy. Princess, it has been a complete and utter joy to have you on the show. And when the next single is ready, when the album is, I don't care if it's halfway done, send it here. We will put it in rotation and we will debut it here first. We love you to death. I love your relationship that you have with God. I'm so pleased that you are standing on it like a rock and not allowing anyone to deter your thought process. Keep doing what you're doing, and I see nothing but much continued success for you.
Thank you so much. I truly appreciate you guys, and we will make sure that you guys get the album. We will make sure.
Okay, and we're looking for some upcoming tours now. You have to come down to Texas and perform. We're waiting for you.
Yes, definitely. Thank you, yes.
And one more time, can you let the audience know the name of the album and the official release date?
Yes, 432 will be released on next Friday, April 7th. But you can come on iTunes or BriaMarie.com and pre-order it right now. On iTunes, you'll also get the single right now, Okay with Music Soul Child. So 432 is the album on iTunes now.
So it is written, so it shall be done. Lord have mercy. All right, my queen. Much continued success, and we're going to make sure we get out there and purchase and support your music. Thank you so much again. We look forward to having you come down to Texas real soon, okay?
Thank you. You have a blessed day.
You do the same. The incredible Bria Marie here in the zone. Lord have mercy of LOTO Radio. Man, it does the teddy bear's heart good when you see somebody that's focused and have their eggs lined up in the right place, so to speak. It's definitely a beautiful thing. Remember, the new album comes out next Friday. You can also pre-order it. Make sure, again, that you stop by her official website at www.briamarie.com. And while I got you here on a smooth and very laid-back Tuesday afternoon, let's get lost in some Brian Culbertson with Still Here in the Zone of LOTO Radio.
There was no me without you. sun is rising, and every day all I wanna do is hear your voice. It's like you strike a chord in my heart, babe, and even when it stops, you still sustain. You're the best melody in my life.
'Cause every time I think of you,
song, baby.
When I'm touching you, it takes me home.
Yes, it does.
Oh, let's make music. Oh, you're my music.
Let's slow it down, taking one note at a time. 'Cause I will never ever stop till you're satisfied. Just open up and sing it to me loud and clear. Oh, this is real, no need to pretend. And I hope this will never end. 'Cause you're the only melody in my life.
Every time I think of you,
perfect as you are. I could say you're a star, but you are so far beyond this universe. When we create the music we make, just keep it on replay.
Oh, baby, 'cause every time I think.
Nothing like a little bit of Hubert Laws. Lord have mercy. Nighttime, Daydream, here in the Zone of LOTO Radio. And before that, Brian Culbertson with You're My Music. Always have, always will be. On a beautiful, soothing Tuesday afternoon of 1:38 Central Standard Time. Again, want to send out a very special thank you to the incredible Bria Marie. Thank you so much, lovely one, for joining us today. And family, be sure to purchase her new hit single, Okay, featuring Music Soul Child, available as we speak on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play. And for those who like to live a little bit more adventurous, head on over to Amazon.com. And her new album, yeah, it will be out next Friday. See what? But you can always pre-order it much sooner. So make sure you get to the website and do that. Also, official website, www.briamarie.com. Also on Twitter at Miss Bria Marie. Facebook, official Bria Marie. And last, but certainly not least, on Instagram at Miss Bria Marie. That's a beautiful thing. And to get your feeling of nonstop 24-hour live music, Lord, live stream music, let your fingers do the walking. Stop by the official website at www.lotlthecomfortzone.com. Peruse. Yeah, sit back, relax, and lounge. Get lost and pure, Lord have mercy, organic, shaken, but never stirred R&B. It's a beautiful thing, with just a touch of jazz, yeah. Speaking of beautiful and lost, hey, be sure to join us. Teddy Bear will be back on live this coming Friday, March the 31st, as we welcome the incredible, the Womack sisters. Yeah, Womack, yeah, Bobby Womack. Yeah, these are his nieces. They have a new hit single out called Darling. So looking forward to having those three talented young ladies on the show. That'll be 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And to get all the latest updates while you're at the Zone at the official website, you can also catch up with us. Yeah, follow us on Yellow Brick Road of Music, Organic Music, on Twitter at Twitter/LOTO Radio. Also on Facebook at Facebook.com/LOTO. The Comfort Zone, at last, but certainly not least, Lord have mercy. We are on Instagram. That's at Instagram.com/LOTL, The Comfort Zone. Lord help me. Here's the latest from Howard Hewitt. A love of my own. Yes, Lord. Here in the Zone of LOTL Radio.
Nothing ever came between us. This magical life is all that I wanted.
It's wonderful,
I'm so in love. I never gave you up. I need you to know you hold a place in my heart. Probably out there alone, like a ship lost.
Computer screen at 3 in the morning paying some bills, and you come across my mind real heavy, and I want to reach out to you, you know, say something funny, just say hello. I'd really like to call you, but it's late, so I think I'll send you an email that you can pick up in the morning. And I know I haven't seen you in a long time, but that doesn't mean my feelings aren't strong. And sometimes it seems we just go along from day to day, not saying the things we should say. But right here, right now, for me today, I want you to know that, girl, I've been missing you.
Thank you.
the legendary George Duke, Missing You, from the album Dreamweaver, here in the zone of LOTO Radio, man. Time flies when you're having fun. Lord have mercy. Well, it's been real, family. I know. Hey, the teddy bear is alive. Monday through Fridays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. here in the zone. And remember, we'll be back on this Friday live interview with the Womack sisters as we have the pleasure of debuting their new hit single, Darling. That's at 11 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, special thank you to the incredible Bria Marie, Lord have mercy, new hit single, Okay, featuring Music Soul Child. The new single is available on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and also on Amazon. And also, FYI, her new album will be officially released next Friday. Yeah, Easter Bunny is coming to town. So you can also go to her website, pre-order her new album, get all the latest updates at www.briamarie.com. That's her official website. Also, catch up with her on Twitter. That's at miss.briamarie. And also, her official website on Facebook, official Bria Marie, and also on Instagram.com/miss.briamarie. It's been real. Without you, there's no zone, and of course, there's no teddy bear. Thank you so much for supporting real music. Yeah. Ask and ye shall receive. So it is written, so it shall be done. It's definitely a funktabulous groove. Until Friday, my lovely family, we're going to leave you, yeah, with the maestro, Mr. Phil Perry, with his new hit album. Yeah, and our artist spotlight, or actually album of the month on the zone, his new album, Breathless, with one less bell to answer. Lord have mercy. And as in always, keep it soulful here on the zone of the LOT Radio. Lord have mercy.
Let me tell you something that happened to me. Watch. Let's go. And each day, the way I see.